Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Hello, my friend. I'm so happy that you're here. Even if you're watching the recording, I'm even happy about that too. So can you believe that it's February? Yes. We started off 2026. So we're all excited, a brand new year, and poof, there's a month gone already. And I find sometimes that we're all excited about a brand new year. We get into January and stuff starts to happen. You know, you never know what's going to happen. True as every day. But today we're going to talk about when stuff happens and you want to say, come on, seriously? What the hell? So I'm Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth, where we want you to stop trying to shrink yourself to fit into something. You are allowed to take up space. You were born on the planet. That gives you the right to take up space. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. By the way, you know, when we're live Wednesdays, and right now I'm in Eastern time, it's 1 o'clock, you can come over to the chat room and engage, have conversations, say hi anytime you feel like it. So we are in 2026 and life is happening. And sometimes the things that happen to you, I mean, it's all perspective. Sometimes you just want to go, what the hell, universe? Like, seriously. So like, maybe, you know, the first day of your vacation, you've been waiting and waiting and waiting for your vacation, and then you get sick. What? Or you're about to do a big launch or a big meeting or something, and tech just goes sideways and stops working. Or, you know, you're rushing to get to something important and, you know, someone rear-ends you, or your car decides to stop working. It's like, what exactly did I know the thing that we often do is go, why am I being punished? Maybe you're not actually being punished, right? And that's what I want to talk about today. I called it, well, I mean, today's, it's the title of the episode is When Everything Goes Wrong. But I was just talking to Dana in the background and my angel in the background. And when I was making notes to myself, I called it Universe Tough Love. So sometimes these things that disrupt us are actually important for us, because perhaps we were headed in the wrong direction and we needed redirection, or perhaps we needed to learn something, or perhaps it was just something that gives us a new lens to see something. And I like to think of things as like, nothing is ever happening to you, even if it's what you don't want, right? Nothing's happening to you. You're not being punished for anything. I think that comes from the Bible. I always think of Job, you know, that story about Job, who God's like, oh yeah, try this out, try this out. It's like why am I being punished? His family is, why? I'll probably get it wrong, I'm sorry, but I'm just paraphrasing how this story turned out in my head. And Job's like, nah, I'm good. He's just testing me. I don't agree with that way of testing. I think that's a mean way of testing someone, like just being mean to them just to see if they'll still like you. But sometimes when stuff happens to you, you might think it's being mean to you, and it's actually not, right? If you've ever thought that you must be doing something wrong and you're being punished, then you should probably have a listen to this episode, because that's not the right lens to look at things. The things that happen to you in life are not maybe what you planned, what you expected, what you wanted. But as they say in the song, you don't always get what you want, but you get what you need, right? I'm not even a Stones fan, but you know that I'm sure you recognize that line. And it's true. Like, if you look back over the things that have happened to you that seemed terrible at the time, like when you're in it, it feels awful, awful, awful sometimes. But if you get out of it and you can get past it and you work your way through it, when you look back at it, it creates a certain richness to your life. Not saying you have to love what's going on. It creates a different way of looking at things, maybe. It's created an experience for you that informs the rest of your life, right? So I have lots of thoughts on all the things that have happened in my life, but we're going to try to redefine the bad things as love. The universe is sending you love, and sometimes it just has to be a little tough with you, right? Sometimes it has to give you a little shake it up. It's not punishing you. It's not proof that you're behind or that there's something wrong with you. Like, when stuff happens to you, don't use that as evidence to argue for your limitations. I have lovely people who I love, all of my clients and all of the people that I help. And something I'm often challenged with is helping them see when they're arguing for their limitations. They're arguing for their why things will never be right for them or why it's not working. And my goal is always to help them see there is another way. There's always another way. When someone tells me something's impossible, it can never be done, I see that as a challenge. Well, then let's figure out how to can't think we can do the impossible. And when the universe, I'm going to call it these things that happen to us as universe, tough love. I'm just going to keep talking about it that way. So just go with me here. And I think about some of the like big things that have happened to me. You know, why did I fall in the desert on vacation in Jordan, of all places, where there was nothing to trip over except this one big rock? Why was I walking backwards to trip over this only rock in the desert and fell in just such a way? I called it my nasty plunge, because there was no way for me to catch my fall except to land fully on my wrist. Why was it I could? And when I fell, I heard the voice start. And you've all got that voice, the, oh my God, you're such an idiot. I can't believe you fell over. Look, now your vacation is ruined. I could hear it. But I immediately stopped it and I said, that is not right. I said, that is not right. I just happened to fall over. And I looked at my hand and I said, that is broken. So I said, okay, awesome. Let's just see what happens next. And instead of going into that spiral of, I did something wrong, I was broken, I was stupid, this is a punishment because of XYZ, I decided instead to add it as an unexpected adventure. And that's how it turned out for me. I went on an adventure that was definitely not on the vacation brochure, right? I mean, I could, I absolutely, an old version of me absolutely would have gone down that, would have said everything, like the title, everything goes wrong. You fell down on vacation in a foreign country. Oh my God. Like, what the heck is going to happen now? You don't speak the language. You don't know what to do. How do you trust these people? Like, all of these things could happen. And you could blame yourself for everything that happens to you. But that's not, I don't believe that the universe is here to punish us. And I don't believe, like, I had a conversation the other day with a friend of mine, and we were discussing religion. And I said, I believe all of the religions are correct to a degree. Because as a human, I think we can only see from a certain perspective, a narrow scope, where the energy, the potential, the source energy, the universe, the divine, the gods, whatever you want to call them, are, I think, beyond the ability of our human brains to comprehend fully. So we take a piece that we can see. That's why I say I believe they're all right, but I believe they're all wrong as well. Don't believe that there's, a divine entity up there with a tablet going, oh, she thought this thought, that's bad. We're going to give her a bad mark. It's like Santa Claus, this is good, this is bad, this is good, this is bad. And they weigh you at the end, and either you get to go upstairs or you go downstairs, right? I don't believe there's any punishment anywhere in the universe. I think it's the intention behind things that determines whether they're positive or negative. And I know I'm going down another little sidetrack here, but I think it's important as context. So I don't believe that the universe is here to punish us. So I don't believe that an almighty entity would be so judgmental and so full of himself or herself that they're like, you gotta only like me. And if you're not doing what I told you to do, well, I'm gonna let you burn in hell. Come on. Let's be logical about this. So, no punishment. Everything is here as a pattern interrupt. Everything that happens to you is maybe just a pattern interrupt when you won't slow down and pay attention, or maybe you are headed down the wrong road, right? Maybe you, so when I had my stroke in 2021, I was on the right road, but I wasn't paying attention to all the information that was coming into me. And they could see that I was in full mode. The universe is like, she's full speed ahead. We just got to slow her down for a minute. So they gave me a whack. And so they stopped me for 3 days, and I went, okay, I get it. What's the message? And it became the program, and it keeps expanding. It's not even like it was one and done. It just stopped me long enough to go, oh, there's pieces that I'm missing. There's stuff that I'm missing. So that pattern interrupt is so you can course correct, so you can see what's happening. And I mean, there's these stories like, I always attract chaos. I must be bad. I must have been bad in a previous life. I must be a bad person because I'm always getting punished. Nothing ever works out for me. But I don't believe that. If you're not, I think that if you pay attention to the subtle signs that come to you in your life through synchronicities or even thoughts that come into your head, I mean, how do you think the universe is going to send you stuff? It's going to give you ideas, right? And if you're not paying attention, it's going to like slow you down enough so that it can turn the volume up. So I spent 3 days unable to visit with people or do anything. So I had to be silent so the universe could turn up the volume so I could hear what it was saying, right? So when you're looking at the things that happen to you, I want you to try and shift the lens of what, instead of happening to you, be curious and ask the question, if this was happening for me, what is the lesson? Because your brain is really good. Your brain loves to answer questions. So if you ask it a question and don't try to give it an answer, it'll percolate on that. It'll think about that, right? So if you say, okay, like when I fell down in the desert, why did I fall down? Why? What is this for? So I just became curious. And I didn't know the answer right away. I actually didn't know the answer until I got home. And I think there was more than one answer, right? There was actually more than one answer. So if you go back and listen to the what I learned from falling down and what I learned from getting up, the answers kept coming as soon as I started asking, What is this for? Why did this happen? Not why did this happen to me, but what is the purpose of this, right? What is the purpose of this? Because then you can, it expands your ability to see what's going on in your life beyond the ego, my life sucks and everything's terrible. We're going to go on our first break, but I'm not done. We got more to talk about. So while we're on our break, just give a little pop over to whatever platform you're listening and give us a little 5-star review. If you haven't bought the book yet, which just launched last week, Illuminate Your Worth, Stop Pretending You're Okay, Start Living Like You Mean It, pop over to Amazon, Kindle, hardcover, and paperback, any way you like it. So you can pop over and buy that too while you're giving the 5-star review. Don't forget to review the book if you've got the book. I think that's all I got. This is Heather. I'm on the Inspired Choices Network. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth, and I'll talk to you in just a moment.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life. From career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Your path is your path to a thriving life, but that doesn't mean that someone can't turn on the lights for you. That's what I'm hoping. I really just want to help people find their own way, right? Never try to tell someone what to do. You can't lead a horse to water, or you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. So we're talking about tough love from the universe, which usually people call it, everything in my life is going wrong. Even I'm thinking of a woman who I met whose husband had left her. That's a big life thing, right? That's something that disrupts everything in your life. And she tells the story like it was yesterday, even though it was 20 years ago. But she still lives in that space that it happened to her, and she can't go past it. She can't see that maybe her life is better since they got divorced. Maybe her life is better because she took responsibility for herself and started doing the things that made her happy. But she didn't do that. She stayed in the unhappy space. So if you think about like these, the patterns that we learn, actually we learn these patterns, like we're tired, but we push through. We have to keep going. Everybody depends on us. Or we're starting to feel tired. No, we're going to keep going. You might stay in work that's not right for you, or relations that aren't right for you, because you can handle it. You're tough. So we've created this idea that to suffer is noble. I don't understand why we think suffering is a good thing. Why does it make your ego think, look how cool I am, look how much I can suffer? Ha ha ha. Really? That's what you want in your life? You want to just suffer more than everybody else so you can show that you have the ability to. Does that make you a more important person to yourself? I think if you asked yourself would say, no, I don't want to suffer. I want to be happy. Does it feel safer to be suffering? Does it feel unsafe to be happy because someone will come and take it from you? Like, think about these crazy things we think in our head. When I say them out loud, they sound crazy, don't they? But because we don't say them out loud to ourselves, we get stuck in those weird patterns of being a martyr, sacrificing and sacrificing for whatever, fill in the blank, your art, your family, you're sacrificing yourself for something outside of you. You can support all of those things outside of you and not suffer. There's no need to suffer. Suffering is not, suffering isn't a prerequisite for happiness, friends. So think about, like, if you get sick every time you take time off work, it's because you finally slowed down and your body went, okay, listen, lady, we've been trying to talk to you. You haven't been paying attention. And they're going to smack you around. So think about you have these huge plans and you're super excited about them, but they fall through. Maybe there's something else that was supposed to be happening that was even better. But if you're stuck in the disappointment phase, you can be disappointed. Like, come on. I've launched things in my coaching business that have had zero people, crickets, crickets. And yeah, I was disappointed for a few minutes. I'm like, oh, nobody showed up. Oh. But instead of saying I suck or it wasn't the right thing or I did something wrong, instead I say, well, that didn't work. I wonder what I need to adjust. And then I try again, right? So, and when you're in relationships, if they're not working, there's something in there that it's gonna, if look at if you're in a relationship that's not working, look at it and look at it from the point of view of where is it not working? And what have you been tolerating? And why are you tolerating that? That is a super interesting question. When we compromise ourselves, our happiness, and our joy because we think that we need to be loved, then we're looking for love in the wrong places because the real love is you. You are the only person who is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from the moment that you take your first breath to the last exhale. You are the only person who is always with you, and you are the only person that you need to find love from. You are the only person you can give yourself love completely the way you need it. I did an interview a number of years ago with a psychologist who made a comment that people look for their soul partner, dream partner, even if you have your soul partner, dream partners, twin flame, whatever you want to call it, you're looking for the love that you need from someone outside of you. They can try, but they're always going to fall short, no matter what, because they aren't you. They can't read your mind. They can't see exactly what it is that you need. They're just trying, and they're trying to love themselves. Or maybe they're looking at you saying, you need to love me the way I need to be loved. And that's why relationships go a bit weird, right? So instead of that, let's talk about, I know I talk about self-love a lot, but I think it's a prescription that I would give everyone. Everyone, everyone. So my big tough love sessions were, my stroke, my broken wrist, I've had many. But I'm okay, right? Even when I had my stroke and I was in the hospital, and I started listening and letting the realizations drop in of and what I needed to expand, I recognize it from a place of, okay, actually, I'm not, I'm in good health, and my life is actually pretty good. Like, even though I'm in the hospital, my life is really good, and I know that this is temporary. So let's see what's to learn here. So when you look at how you were living and ignoring whatever it is you were ignoring, you know, maybe you're ignoring your health, maybe you're ignoring issues and you're just trying to work harder or bury your head in the sand, or things that went wrong that you're explaining why this happened, like, to you. So when that thing happened, what did it feel like? Did it feel like you were being attacked, or did it just feel like it wasn't what you wanted? You were so attached to an outcome of what you wanted that you couldn't see anything else. So if you take a step out of that, what can you see now according to that moment that you couldn't see before? So I'll think about my wrist, because I said the lessons came and came and came. So when I fell, I could have gone into the "you're so stupid" spiral, and you've ruined the vacation for you and everybody else, because now we have to go back. And you know, I could have done that. Instead, I decided to be curious. So one of the things that I got to do, which was just an adventure for me, was to go into all of these hospitals in a foreign country where I didn't speak the language, and just encounter all these really interesting people and get to see, because I think if you only get the news, if you only get your information about the world from the news has become quite a place of sensationalism and doesn't give you the full story. And I think about when Toronto, so I'm in Toronto, and when SARS was big, this was way back before COVID. This was like over 20 years ago. SARS was making its way around. And if you had watched the news, you would have thought everybody in Toronto was staying home like COVID and wearing masks. And I was at a baseball game with all of these people. I think I saw one person with a mask on. In fact, SARS wasn't even in our top of our minds at the time. But if you'd watched the news, that's the perspective you have. So if your only information about places is the information you get from the news, it's very limited. So I got the experience to go through these hospitals and say, wow, they're very high tech. They have all the technology we do. They have a different way of treating their patients than we do. It's very interesting, but it's also very good. The doctor who set my wrist was amazing. Like, he did such a good job. I probably would have had as good a treatment here, right? So I think that when you give yourself that chance to see something different, it opens up your world. And then when I came home and I went to the hospital here, I had a whole different experience, had a surgery on the wrist. My lessons started to come that I had to learn to ask for help, because I only had one hand, right? And it was my dominant hand. So I got this awesome lesson of what it was like to be in another country in their medical system and what their people were like. Then I got to have the lesson of, guess what, Heather? We're not done with you yet. You've only got one hand. You can't wash your hair. You can't open a jar. You can't do up your coat. It's wintertime. We're going to make you ask strangers to zip your coat up for you, to load your groceries for you. So all of these things, if I was still in the spiral of, this was my fault, I'm being punished, I would have seen all of those things that I had to do to learn as punishment, right? Instead, I said, wow, right, I do actually have trouble asking for help sometimes, still, even. But maybe when I recognize that pattern in myself now, I can press pause on it and say, hey, Heather, it's safe to ask for help. It doesn't make you weak, it makes you stronger, because you're always stronger with help than you are doing everything, lifting the entire load by yourself. Yes, I'm looking at you, doing everything by yourself. So it might seem as a brutal intervention, but I think it was just love from the universe helping me up-level my life and make me even better, right? Seriously, I am being quite serious here. So we're going to go for another quick break, just a quickie. If you need a drink of water, if you need to go buy your book, if you need to give us a review if you didn't have a chance, whatever works for you, but don't go far because we will be back in just a moment. This is Heather on the Inspired Choices Network, and you're listening to Illuminate Your Worth. See you in a minute.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Let's do it. So we're going to go through some possible ways that you might be thinking you're being punished. And maybe we can reframe it a little bit, right? So I know when I worked in corporate, when I was a corporate finance executive, that it's not uncommon for people to go on vacation and get sick. It's just such, it's almost like we expect it. Oh, yes, you know, of course, you go on, you work really hard and you go on vacation, you get sick. That sucks, right? But think about it, like your hustle, 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 your work, work, work. I used to work 12-hour days at a desk. I wouldn't even get out of my desk to have lunch, right? Because I had too much to do. So you're like tense, intense, intense, intense. And then you finally slow down and you go on vacation and you get sick. And what do you hear? Oh, my body hates me. I'm being punished. I can't even take a rest and have a good time. I can't even go on vacation and have fun. This always happens. But what if it actually means that you were pushing yourself so hard that when you slowed down, your nervous system finally had time to rest and to come down from this like high intense activity, but it needed a lot of rest. So it's like, okay, we're going to fully rest. We're going to make ourselves sick enough that we have to stay in bed for a few days because we really need the rest. Some of us don't even bother with the vacation, then we just hit the wall and get sick, right? And hopefully we don't do it anymore. Still drag ourselves into the office to be the martyr. Oh yes, I'm sick, but I know you can't live without me. I'm like, come on, take your time. Like, take time for yourself. Take time to recover. Don't push yourself so hard that you end up burning yourself out or sick on vacation. So think about if you are, you know, you have presentations at work, or if you have big projects you're working on, and or maybe like I was, you know, launching this great 8-week workshop that nobody showed up in, you know, Or, and I'm like, oh, people just don't want to commit. I'm like, no, maybe that's not what it is. Maybe you end up with last minute cancellations to things. I know my husband, he went to do his big presentation for his master's degree. It was like the big presentation for the end of the year. And his computer crashed, and the memory stick that he had wasn't working. Like, all tech shut down for him. He didn't panic though. He just gave his presentation. He had a deck, slide deck that he printed out as a just in case, and he gave his presentation the way it was. He didn't think he was being punished. He just thought he had planned ahead well. So, are you trying to prove something to yourself? And if you think that, these last minute things that happen to you in work, in presentations, in launches that you're trying to do, that go wrong, well, maybe the offer isn't quite right yet. Maybe they want, but that's not, nobody ever gets the experiment right on the first time. Did you learn to walk properly the first time you stood up? As grown-ups, we think that we have to do everything perfectly, but we don't. We're experimenting. Maybe your timing is off. And what is the intention behind what you're doing? Are you trying to prove something instead of just serving people from a place of being aligned? So that one may or may not relate to you, but if think about it, it's like things that happen to you. Are you trying to force something to be a certain way? Or can you just kind of go with it as maybe this is the way that would be a better way to do it. So I'm thinking about my husband. Like, he had a whole visual presentation, but his presentation was probably more powerful with him just delivering the presentation and telling people what he wanted to know, right? Think about that. Maybe one of the things you see is happening to you as friends stop calling you, or if you have clients, maybe they just don't renew with you, or if you have team members at work, maybe they leave, or spouses and divorcing and things. Maybe it's not you. We always think it's us, don't we? Maybe it's not you. Maybe you just have, maybe they've outgrown and you've outgrown, but you don't recognize it, the dynamics of a relationship. Maybe you have new standards that don't align with them, or maybe they have different standards that don't align anymore. I mean, like I said, no one is forever. No one is forever except you. My ex-husband, I was explaining this to someone the other day, that I recognized that I was shifting my priorities and my perspective on life and what I wanted to achieve in my life. And he wasn't and didn't want to. He wanted to stay. So, would I, if I had compromised myself and said, okay, well, I'll stay in this old life because that's the way to show that I'm successful at being in a relationship and I just need to sacrifice myself, that wouldn't have served me. I would have been miserable. I still would have been an accountant. I probably would have died when I had my stroke, right? I probably would have died if the universe had still decided to send me a stroke. But instead, I said, this dynamic doesn't work anymore. It's not you. It's not me. It's the path that we're on is different, and we aren't traveling together any longer. And I'm okay with that. When things fall through, when things happen to us, there's a reason, and we can't always see it, but we can trust it. I feel like we can trust that even when it seems like a shit show and everything's just gone to cr the crapper, that if there's a tiny little just trust that, okay, this is really crappy right now and I don't like it, but can I see something through this? Can I see past the frustration? Can I see that on the other side? Can I see the other side of this? Can I see what's going to happen? Even if we can't ever totally see the other side, but can I see potentially the other side of this and what might be better? And would that actually be kind of weirdly relieving to go through this to get to that, right? When you're the person who gets sick on vacation, are you getting little signs in advance that maybe you need to slow it down a little bit, right? I can remember when this was when I was still a massage therapist. I had a lady come to me, and she had very bad carpal tunnel syndrome, which is pain in the wrist. Like, it affects how you can use your hands. It's an inflammation here. And I was asking her about her work and her workstation and what she did. And she spent long, long hours on the computer. And yes, they have those wrist rests and they have braces that people wear, but really, they're just trying to put a Band-Aid on what the problem is, which is too long on a keyboard. And I said to her, well, you know, you're spending too long on the keyboard. She said, but I've been doing this for 7 years. Why does it hurt now? Oh my gosh. She said that out loud. I'm sure she kind of went, oh my goodness. But your body tells you little things along the way. It probably just didn't happen like that. Just like suddenly what she was fine and suddenly she had carpal tunnel syndrome, severe carpal syndrome. Some people need surgery for carpal tunnel, but they won't stop what they're doing or change what they're doing because they don't see another way out of it. So she had inklings along the way, but she wasn't listening to the clues that are dropping. I herniated a disc in my back about 25 years ago. This was when I was still an accountant, before I was a massage therapist and understood all these things about the body. And I know, because I can look back and go, I had clues. I had little hints that something was happening, and I was ignoring them because I was like, oh, I'll be fine. And then kaboom, had a full-blown disc thing happen right when I was supposed to fly to New Zealand. And at that time I did go, oh my God, this is going to ruin my trip. But I still had this little bit of me inside of me that's an optimist. And I went to a friend of mine who did active release technique and chiropractic, and he worked on me for several hours. And he said, I don't want you to fly. I said, I'm flying. My little brother's getting married. I got to go. He said, okay, you can only go if you do these things. So I did the things he told me to. I was very limited in the things that I could do when I was there. I couldn't have tons of fun, but I could watch it. And I could laugh at my brother who was doing the funny things. So the positive outlook that I have even more of now, I've always had it. I think I've just uncovered it more and more. Take the layers off. Even then I can look back and say, I did have the inklings of I needed to take care of myself and I wasn't listening. I got smacked. And then I said, okay, what do I need to do with this to make this right and still do the things I want to do? So before you go into a spiral, there's things you can pause. You can pause spirals before they take you on the trip. You can pause those spirals before everything becomes your fault and your life sucks. I have an ebook on my website called Life is Suffering Until You Choose. I think it's like $11 or something. It's this little ebook that I wrote. And there's a opening in it of talking about a friend of mine who thinks that her life sucks and everything always happens to her. And yet she still hangs out with me when I point out to her that your life doesn't suck. You're just choosing for it too. So let's choose not to have your life suck unless you really want it to. Maybe some people enjoy it. I just can't understand it, but I'm willing to entertain the possibility, right? So we're going to go for one more quick break, and we're going to talk about when we come back, how to stop the spiral and shift gears so that if you want to make your life happy, you can start to make those changes. And you don't have to stay in suffering if you don't want to. This is Heather. This is the Eliminate Your Worries podcast on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Yes, because your path is your path. And it's true. Some people won't change what they're doing because they can't see their way out of it. And even after listening to me go on and on, sometimes they still can't see their way out of it. So before I go into how to stop your spirals, I want to say, if you feel like you know you want something to happen and you want it to shift, but you just... like, I don't know. I don't, because I was having a conversation this weekend with someone who was saying, I just don't even know what to do. It's impossible. Go to my website and go take an alignment activation. And it's an hour with me where I'm just going to ask you some questions and we're just going to help get a little clarity, right? At the end of it, I just say, this is what I see. And I tell you, I mean, I can give you recommendations, and it's designed to help you see your patterns. And if you want more help, we talk about what might be helpful for you moving forward, but it's an hour free with me. So go and click on my website and you just fill out a form and book an appointment. Easy peasy, right? So, and that's for... when people are, sometimes you really need someone outside of you to see the way out of it. So when you're in your spiral, and you'll know when you're in your spiral because the voice inside your head isn't being kind to you. Instead of jumping into, I failed at this, I suck, I'm cursed, this never works out, nothing ever works out for me, I never win, I never get what I want. What if you could just say, hold on a minute. What if this is just an interruption from the universe sending me some love, trying to get my attention? What maybe is being interrupted? If it's an interruption of something, was I going in a certain direction that just got interrupted? And I wonder what that would be. Or maybe... This is just trying to reroute me somewhere. Maybe I'm supposed to go left, not right. So you could start that pause and just start asking those questions. When you hear the mean voice in your head, just pause it and ask a different question. And when you're doing it, just give yourself a little check-in. Are you holding some tension in your body right now? Or are you holding an emotion, maybe, like when something is happening, is there an emotion there? Do you feel like some anger kind of coming up? Is there some grief happening? Is there some fear happening? And one of the ways to, we're not trying to bury those things. Sometimes they're old. Sometimes we don't even know what they are, right? I was treating a client once who had something come up when I was treating their shoulder. And they're like, I feel really sad right now. And they didn't know why. I said, well, we don't really need to know why. We can just kind of breathe and move through it, or I can stop. She wanted me to keep going. She had enough awareness that she could kind of like regulate and observe, kind of step back and observe it. So go taking some deep breaths if you feel, oh, I do have an emotion coming with this. Going for a walk outside in the air. Nearest nature is even better. If you like to write, if you like to journal, just without deciding what's right or wrong, just writing down what's going on for you, and maybe something will come out. Or just like shake yourself. Blah, 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 blah. Sometimes, if I have excess anxiety energy, I just bounce up and down for a few minutes because it releases, it's almost like too much pent-up energy. I need to like get rid of it. So, where in your life have you been saying yes to things that maybe you could have said no to? And are those things causing you problems? Are they causing you to burn out? Are they causing you to be unhappy? Are they causing you to take on other people's junk? And when stuff is happening to you, like if you get whacked, if something happens, even if you lose your luggage, because I know that's one of the questions they say about how to know how someone is. Even if you lose your luggage, how about being interested instead of punished? Be interested instead of punished. Be interested in what good could come of it. We're really good at spiraling into the bad. Be interested in what good come of it. Maybe you'll meet a really nice airport agent. If you're, you never know. You never know where you're going to find this stuff. So tough love is not the stuff that happens to you from the universe. It's not proof that you're failing. You can find proof anywhere for yourself and convince yourself you're failing. And it's often the most loving and the most inconvenient way that life is going to get your attention. So if you like journaling, what's one situation, write this down. What's one situation in your life right now that might actually be that you think is not working, that might actually be some tough love that's trying to help me be better? Right? Imagine. And when you ask those questions, even just do a little free writing. Don't try to overthink it because your thinking brain will come up with all the logical reasons of why you're actually the problem. You're not the problem. You're not the problem. You just need a little nudge in the right direction. Now I try to pay attention to nudges instead of kicks in the pants. But even then, sometimes I miss the nudges because I'm so excited by the things that I do that I get caught up and I don't see the exit sign, right? So if you're in the middle of a plot twist in your life, and you feel there's a message in it, but you can't quite decode it, my friend, this is the place where you can come and have a conversation with me, and we can talk our way through it. And we can see what's actually happening, right? The pulling out perspective is going to help you see, give a much clearer view of what's happening. If you know someone, by the way, who feels like their life is falling apart, send them this episode because maybe this is what they need to hear, right? Maybe they just need a little love from you so that they can see the love that's coming from the universe. Because you're not being punished. Things aren't happening to you. Things are always happening for you. We just don't know how to view it. We've been taught the wrong way. So read the nudges of tough love before they become super inconvenient and the universe has to yell at you, my friend. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. I hope you loved this episode and that you will share it with the world, your friends, give us some reviews, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today. and keep shining.